All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
And welcome in on a snowy Tuesday. Good to have you aboard. We've got a lot of ground to cover, all of it football related, of course. I have got the cliche to stop saying this week. We'll get to it later in the hour. I want to start with this. Last night, watching San Francisco and Seattle, you know, you sit down and watch certain NFL games and you recognize right away, this is a higher level than what I'm used to watching. This is better football than what I'm used to watching. And even though both teams had injuries to deal with, I mean, certainly San Francisco was without George Kittle, their best overall player, and then Emmanuel Sanders got hurt, and that really hurt their offense, it's still a high-level football product. Seattle, look, Tyler Lockett ended up getting hurt midstream, and they have some injuries. But again, Russell Wilson is magical. But you sit back as a Lion fan and you watch that game last night. I think you have to be brain dead not to admit to yourself that your football team is nowhere close to that. Nowhere. And that is what should call into question Bob Quinn. Answer me a question. How long does it take from the time you are hired as a general manager in football to produce something that is close to those rosters? How long does that take? Is it 2 years? Is it 3 years? Is it four? Give me a number. Because watching, I'm looking at Bob Quinn in his fourth year, and I don't feel this team is anywhere close. I would define anywhere close as six high-level players. You're not six players away from being that. And I'm talking also about the coaching, the schemes, the depth. You're nowhere on any level to being that. And it's funny because, you know, the nickname we're calling Bob Quinn over here is Mr. 9-7 now. You know, the guy who said that 9-7 wasn't good has only won 27 of his 57 games as general manager. Why is that relevant? Because over the last 57 games of Martin Mayhew, he won 26. Tell me again why Bob Quinn's job security should not be open for discussion. I mean, Bob Quinn is in year four of his tenure. John Lynch is in year three. There's nothing close about San Francisco and Detroit. Nothing. Not schematically, not talent-wise, not high-end, not depth, none of it. But if you watched Monday Night Football last night, how far away are the Lions from those teams? And do you think it is a fair way to view it that you kind of, at least I do, I recoil and go, well, then what is our guy doing? I mean, what exactly is Bob Quinn doing to make it better? There are players all over the field last night that you see from Seattle and San Francisco where they have drafted them in every round, acquired by every method, and they are really good football players. Like, above average to good. Forget just about great. I mean, Seattle loses Tyler Lockett, their best receiver. David Moore comes in. Number 17, some guy I never heard of comes in. They lose Will Disley to a blown-out ACL. The new tight end they got, who's a nobody, is now a star. He's catching touchdowns every week. They got depth everywhere. And they went out, and they acquired Jadeveon Clowney. They acquired Josh Gordon. And here they are again. Seattle, with probably a seven-win roster, has a superstar at quarterback. And it all works together. They know what they have at quarterback. They know how they can build their team. Schematically, they know what to do. And they maximize it all. You know, San Francisco, it's the same principle. They have depth at running back. They got a deep O-line. They have a scheme that works. Now, last night, it looked a little rough. They lost their best receiver mid-game. That's tough when you lost your best receiver pre-game. Now we're down a couple of our biggest pieces, maybe the two biggest. But even defensively, look at the depth they have up front. They've lost their top defensive playmaker in Quan Alexander from the linebacker level. They're replacing him. They're moving it forward. Injuries in the secondary. Look, that was a hell of a football game last night. And those two teams are so much better put together than the Lions. Doesn't it beg the question about Bob Quinn? Like, why is it not a firestorm in this town that your general manager, who's in year four, seemingly is bulletproof, seemingly is Teflon? And when I start shows, that's what I got. Because I don't come from a place where this is the reaction to a GM in year four with a roster like this. See, this is the thing. On one level or another, you're the paying customer. Now, if you're telling me that you no longer dine at the Lions Bistro, and you don't go to games anymore, and you don't buy a hat, and you don't pay to watch them out of market, well, you're no longer a customer. And maybe that's what's going on here. But as we head for the dog days in November and December and play meaningless football, Bob Quinn is at the same point in his tenure where you made judgments on Martin Mayhew. Mayhew had 26 out of 57. Quinn's got 27 out of 57. One guy was a pariah in this town. One guy people wanted launched to the moon. Yet, Bob Quinn seems bulletproof. Why is that? So the questions are varied. And you can go any direction you want with this. And I want you to take it where you want to go. But when you watch last night, how far away are the Lions? When you watch last night, do you ask the question, is Bob Quinn doing a really bad job here? And when you look at last night on Monday Night Football, look at the schemes. Look at how these two teams operate. From an operational standpoint, they have well-identifiable traits. Things they hang their hat on. Things that are the bedrock of what they do. What are yours? There's so much you can take out of last night's game. And in earnest, that's what I'd like to do. I really don't want to turn this into a cheap topic. 248-539-9797. But you know what side I'm on. This is big boy school. Bob Quinn has paid a hell of a lot of money to do this job. And in year four, I don't think this roster is any closer, or if you want me to compare, objectively better than the day he arrived. I don't, guys. You can say otherwise, and we can have an argument, discussion, debate, but I don't. And even if the roster's better, the guy he hired isn't producing. I mean, Matt Patricia in his year and a half as coach now, entering the second half of year two. What's Patricia's record, guys? I mean, he's 9-15-1 and probably headed for something like, 11-20-1. That's not progress. On one level or another, it all traces back to Bob Quinn, his hire, his roster, his product. Why is Bob Quinn's job not up for discussion? 248-539-9797. Mike, go ahead, please.
It just doesn't take this long to rebuild. It doesn't take 4 years to reshape an entire franchise. And people, for the one thing I hate is when people say, "Hey, I'll give it another year," or "Hey, I'll just be patient." Mike, when you were just doing that monologue right there, with my pen, wrote down another three names. Tell me if it took these guys this long to reshape their franchises. Chris Ballard in Indianapolis.
No.
No. What
took
was it,
over
2 years?
For a disaster with Ryan Grigson, immediately improved that team.
Mike Mayock in Oakland. Took him a year.
They're further ahead than you, and they traded their best defensive player and cut their best offensive player.
And one more for you, in addition to the teams we talked about from last night's game. Eric DaCosta totally reshaped the Ravens.
Yeah.
Quickly, too.
Now, you could argue that obviously taking over for Ozzie Newsome, he took over a better base. But I would say that the Ravens indeed have gotten better, and having the foresight to, obviously, they passed on Lamar twice in the first round and then went up and got him, but they took a chance and then were willing to commit to him. And they have done a great job identifying players that fit a very particular scheme, to where now they have an MVP at quarterback, a scheme that nobody wants to face, and they have a really bright future here over the next 4 to 5 years. So, yeah, Mike, yes.
And all three of those guys I just listed are less than 2 years, in addition to John Lynch. So don't sell me that it takes 5 years until you can rebuild and reshape a franchise. The results show you in this league, it just doesn't take that long.
248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.